Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We got Chris Dotson on with us, Doing It Dotson on X. And Chris has written for Clutch Points, Forbes magazine. Man, it's a long list. So, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate it. Chris, I'm going to jump the gun here a little bit on the Jeremiah Fears. We'll come back to that selection. But, man, what's being talked about all over certainly is what happened to get to move up in round one. You know, you moved up 10 spots to the 13th pick with Atlanta to pick the center in Derek Queen. And I don't think you could be wrong with assessments both ways. One is that Queen is a very talented guy, and he does have a chance, to be a cornerstone piece for your franchise. But, man, it is really risky for what you did in that you gave up an unprotected pick in next year's NBA draft to get him. And that who knows where that could end up being. So I think one of the things it popped in my head immediately after the trade. That was a guy in Atlanta that knew just how bad Joe Dumars wanted Derek Queen, and I'm going to ask for an unprotected pick. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, we'll move on. But I think he knew that Joe Dumars was going to give that up in exchange to get Derek Queen.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Derek Queen interest was pretty much an open secret. I mean, I was on your show a few weeks ago talking about how much the Pelicans, they all love Derek Queen. I love Derek Queen. I understand why you want him on your team. Giving up the pick and making it unprotected is what takes it from a smart gamble that everybody loves and, oh, he really put it all out there to what are you thinking? Look at the next year draft. That's a top 10 pick. And you just traded it for Derek Queen, who might not be a top 20 pick next year. It's just kind of tough given the price. But the process is what we're going to argue about. But Queen, I loved him. I talked about him on your show. But, yeah, it was an open secret that the Pelicans love Queen. And Bryson Graham went to Atlanta and cashed in on that information.
Yes, sir. I mean, he had – how they say that in, if you on the stock market, you got insider trading information. He knew exactly – how much Joe Dumars really liked Queen. I'll throw it back to Jeremiah Fears. A lot of people felt he would be a top five pick in his draft class, and we talked about it yesterday that you know, he may even go to the Wizards one pick ahead to get him. Very talented young man, 18 years old. You see at times, man, he really flashes it. As a shooter, he is a guy that can create some space for a shot. Now, defensively, he's got to get better, and he's got a tendency to be a bit schizophrenic sometimes with the ball on turnovers. I really like the pick of Jeremiah Fears.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pick that I can get on board with. I didn't see him going higher. I actually had him like 12th on my board because I was in Oklahoma and watched him play Northwestern State out of Natchitoches with Coach Rick Cabrera, and then talked about how Northwestern State forced him into 6 turnovers, only 6 made shots. There's a lot to like, but there's also a lot of Emmanuel Mudiay to his game, an old burnout with the Nuggets, where he just doesn't have a shot. His defense is going to take years. His ball handling is very schizophrenic, like you said. And he's coming into a situation where I think he's going to be expected to produce maybe sooner than he's going to be ready for. He's only 18, 19 years old. I don't think he's ready to really help this team win at a playoff level for another 2 years. And that's why it's tough to see him next to Zion, because we just went through a whole era where everybody fussed at Grift about not bringing in shooters. Well, Fears and McQueen, neither one of them are shooters. So it looks like some of that process is still broken, but I hope the young man pans out, because there's a lot of fire to his game, and I want to see that in New Orleans, if nothing else. Show us you care when you're on the court. But that shooting is really troublesome for me.
The shooting and the defense, Chris, I mean, he is an undersized point guard, 6'2 and a half and about a buck 80. But, you know, at the same time, he's a developmental piece, which is part of this as well. Like, they think that they can get the most out of him. However, I don't know how long it's actually going to take to get to that point. With Derek Queen, it's a little bit different. And part of the reason that Joe was talking about trading up for him and making sure that they secured him, you imagine that the Pelicans would have at least heavily considered Derek Queen at 7. And so if you're talking about their board where Jeremiah Theers ranked on their board, where Derek Queen ranked on their board, they obviously love both players. But I want to get your thoughts on Derek Queen specifically, because he's a little bit of an older prospect as far as being 20, as opposed to Jeremiah Theers, who's just 18 right now. But Derek Queen, you know, we saw him a little bit in his NCAA tournament run. Maryland had a really great team with the Crab 5 this past year. We talked with Coach Boog Sadler, the head coach at Nicholls State, and he raved about Derek Queen, talking about his star potential at the next level. And I just want to get your thoughts on Queen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like his game, but they have the stats going where he had, like, the most double-doubles of all freshmen. Yeah, he's 20 years old. Another freshman was 17 and 18-year-old. He's supposed to do better. Him translating what he does well to the next level is going to be, you know, tough, because he just doesn't use the same amount of the court as everybody else. He's just not a shooter. The thing I'm going to watch the most, because if you look at what he was traded for, that Asa Newell, I had Asa about the same tier as Queen, so I don't see why. I mean, I see why they had to do it. They liked the guy. They picked the guy. But I thought Asa Newell would have been just as good as Queen if you had to just pick one in a spot. So seeing how his game translates to the NBA is going to be very interesting. Summer League is going to be fun, because Fears is going to have the ball. We all know that's a guard-centric thing. And Queen is going to have to demand the ball in a way that he won't get to do with Zion on the court. So his translation and just development with the Pelicans, it's going to be as schizophrenic as Fears plays, I fear. And it's going to be tough for the young man. I'm rooting for him. I like what his game is, but I just don't see how it fits in New Orleans immediately. This is going to be a 2 or 3 year process, like you were saying.
Chris, I think one of the things, the first part of all this was the trade with the Wizards and giving up the veteran and C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk, and you get in return Jordan Poole, who, man, he had a wild ride with the Wizards. Now, I'm not saying the Wizards are loaded, but, it was really roller coaster alike. And then Sadiq Bey, we haven't seen him since, what, January of 2024? So it's literally a year and a half that he's not been on the court. Now, your thoughts on that trade and what you think Poole could bring to the table here with the Pelicans?
Yeah, Poole, I like him finding a new reset in his professional career. I mean, he started with Golden State. He got punched. He went to the Wizards. And last year, I don't think people realize this. You dig into the deep to the numbers. He was getting blitzed off the ball by a lot of teams just because he was basically the only threat the Wizards had. So I think that those repetitions will help him a ton when he gets to New Orleans and there's a little less pressure, a little less focus on getting the ball out of his hands. He'll be able to create and do a lot of the things that he does well. C.J. McCollum, I think we all just knew that time had passed in New Orleans. He tried his best here, and it was 3 years of injury, and he's the president, and Joe Dumars had to make a move. But what you're getting to the start with, that Indy pick, I still don't see why you make that trade when Halliburton's dealing with a calf and they still got a game to play. That looks like that in some way in the last 48 hours, the Pelicans gave up a top 10 pick in a loaded draft next year. And it seems like some of the motivations to make those moves, they didn't have quite the urgency that the Pelicans were operating with, because they could have waited a couple of days, a couple of hours even, and seen what happened in game 7. So it's going to be tough. I see the move, because I never was a believer in Kelly Olynyk. And CJ, again, his time was gone. But giving up that pick, that's going to factor in heavily in how we weigh what grade what Joe Dumars is doing to open up this job.
You know, I think there's two parts of the trade that I just want to kind of focus on, Chris, specifically CJ McCollum. And as you kind of alluded to, he was Mr. Consistency in New Orleans. Like, when you had all the uncertainty with Zion Williamson and his lack of availability, Brandon Ingram and his lack of availability over the last few years, you always saw CJ on the court, and he was a pro's pro. We've kind of talked about this ad nauseum now. And so you thank him for his time. The other part outside of Jordan Poole that's interesting to me is Sadiq Bey, who's someone that Troy Weaver's obviously interested in. Troy Weaver made the trade back when he was with Detroit, the draft night trade where Sadiq Bey goes from, it goes to Detroit, I think from Brooklyn, if I'm remembering correctly. And then, you know, they make the trade to Washington as well when Weaver was a kind of a senior advisor there last year. And now coming to New Orleans, there's the obvious connection. Sadiq Bey with a torn ACL, there's always obviously the medical part of things. But when he was healthy with Detroit early on in his career, he was a really solid player. And if he can kind of return to that form a little bit, not necessarily being 100% of that form, you at least have a really nice rotational piece with this Pelicans team next year.
Right, and the greatest comp I've heard for Sadiq Bey is he was going to be a young Kawhi Leonard. He's got the big hands. He's shooting 36, 37% from three and could have built on it. And then he had the ACL injuries and the knee injuries, just like Kawhi, maybe a little earlier than Kawhi. But still, the comparisons were there. The similarities were there. There's a lot of upside to like about Sadiq Bey's game. It's just how is he going to come off of that injury, and will he be able to play on it? Just, we know this. If an athlete gets hurt and they're not used to that confidence and just going off of that reconstructed knee, it takes them maybe a season to get ready. And so I think Sadiq Bey will be allowed to find his comfort level in New Orleans. They were not going to ask too much of him too soon, because Troy Weaver knows what he expects of him after, say, New Year's and towards the trade deadline. But look, I like Sadiq Bey's upside. He's had everything go against him in a way with the injuries and then being in tanking spots, lottery team spots. He'll finally get to play in a winning situation, and I think he'll bring some of the stuff he did in college well to New Orleans.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights from you. We really, really appreciate it.
Hey, nothing to it, Mike. Appreciate y'all having me on. I'm sure I'll talk to y'all in a few weeks when we're in Vegas for Summer League.
Thanks,
yes,
Chris.
Sir. Appreciate it. Chris Dotson does great work, works for a number of different companies and Clutch Points, and also for Forbes magazine. Always opinionated, and I like that. Somebody that give you a good opinion on something. He might not be right all the time, but he gives you a good opinion. We'll be back, and when we come back, we'll have on with us from Channel 4 here in New Orleans, Seth Lewis, who covered the LSU Fighting Tigers baseball team in Omaha. Also get his thoughts on the Pelicans draft picks right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Channel 4 Television in New Orleans. Just back from Omaha, Seth Lewis. Seth, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mike. This is an honor, man.
Seth, kind of tell us the atmosphere in Omaha. You got to see it, and we were laughing with Coach Johnson. Man, it was like, you know, when you do shows, if it's in New York or Chicago and Florida, out in California, they were like, man, these LSU fans that travel to watch them play, do they have jobs anywhere? I mean, they come out in droves. But it was almost like you were literally in Baton Rouge at the end to watch LSU as they finished it off against Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, if you have 10 days, 12 days reserved to make that trip, then either you got a sweet work from home deal that you got going on, or you got a lot of PTO built up, because that's a long time to be in Omaha. And trust me, from somebody who was in Omaha for a very long time. But, you know, it's funny. I learned this a couple years ago. So many of the fans, you know, you have like a lot of LSU fans that'll come out for like that first weekend. You know, maybe they do like the Friday to like Tuesday, Wednesday, go back. And then there's obviously like other people that say, well, I'm going to wait till the championship series and go out. And that's a responsible way of managing that. But to what Coach Johnson said, I mean, they call Omaha Baton Rouge North, but I don't know, and maybe I have to go back and look. I don't know if it's ever seemed that dominant as far as the crowd is concerned in Omaha during a championship series. Like when LSU played Florida a couple years back, like LSU probably had more fans, but it was still an even enough amount. This looked like Alec Box. Like it looked like when we were covering the Super Regional against West Virginia and they had this one section that was kind of like West Virginia dominant. Like that's what it looked like. It looked like 90% LSU fans. And man, when they came up with the final outs on Saturday and Sunday, that is the loudest that I've heard that stadium. And so, it was truly incredible, and the fans added to that experience so much.
You look at how teams are built, and Seth, you know, we've covered this for a while, and that there's a certain persona on how you win. And it wasn't the gorilla ball, the long ball like we've seen in the past, you know, when Skip Bertman had some of those teams. Mm-hmm. This team was built on pitching and great defense. And they had timely hitting, but, man, you talk about play defense is the best in LSU history. And to have Cade and Anthony Ianson out there, and then you come up with 6'8" Chase Shores comes out the bullpen, you were like, whoa, man. I know one thing. Coastal Carolina never faced pitching like that.
No, and that was – honestly, that was one of the biggest advantages that I felt like – LSU had in that championship series is Coast. That's the best team, and that's the best pitching that Coastal Carolina has faced. that was not the best team that LSU had faced. Now, it's one of the best teams, no doubt. It was one of the best teams that they faced this year, but you could argue that they had just played a tougher team in Arkansas twice and beat them twice, right? Even with that last time not necessarily being who you would want to throw out there ideally in a second time facing a team with Anthony Ianson obviously going against UCLA. And so, and you're right. I mean, the thing was, you know, you hoped that LSU was going to get the timely hit. They had their struggles in the SEC tournament, right, when it came to offense. But, like, ultimately, anything that this team was going to do, no matter how far they took it all the way to a national championship, it was going to hinge a lot on Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson being the stars that they had been all season. And thankfully for LSU, they continue to be that. And honestly, in some regards, elevated their game on these biggest levels. Like, it was always going to hinge on that, and it was always going to hinge on their top 10 defense. And, you know, when talking about this pitching staff, and Coach Johnson is quick to say how many of these guys are going to be in the major leagues in short order. You know, like, even a guy that we've watched for several years now in Jacob Myers, who started Nichols for a couple years and then came here and maybe and came to LSU and maybe had a little bit of struggles at first, but clearly had came into his own by the end of the season and was a dependable arm, one of those eight arms. You know, I think back, Mike, to Jay's first year in 2022. And when they played in the regional against Southern Miss and ultimately lost to Southern Miss, and their biggest weakness at that time was pitching. That was the number one thing that they needed on that team, because obviously they had guys like Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan and whatnot on the squad. They needed pitching. And from 2022 to now, they've gone from that being a weakness of this team to possibly and probably being the best pitching staff that college baseball has had over the last 3 years continually.
You know, Seth, that's a good point. We just talked with Jay Johnson in the last hour about this, that he had mentioned that the pitching staff and specifically the defense were some of the best units in LSU baseball history, the illustrious history, because this is national championship number 8. But those studs defensively and the studs on the mound were right up there with any team in LSU history via Jay Johnson. And I can agree with them first and foremost. I guess this is a two-parter. Because you mentioned, you know, the top-end pitchers and Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson and then also Chase Shores. I wanted to bring his name up. They only used 3 pitchers in the College World Series finals. Mm-hmm. That's unbelievable. Like, they had all these other guys ready for a potential game 3 if it had to get to that point. But Cade Anderson throws a complete game shutout. Anthony Ianson goes over 6 innings pitched with only a couple runs given up. And then Chase Shores, who was just so dominant out of the bullpen, basically for the entire postseason run that LSU had, as kind of that X factor when he moved into the bullpen and kind of was able to cut it loose and throw 100, 101 mile per hour pitches that just nobody could catch up to. That's one thing. But then the defense, and specifically the infield defense, where you had basically 3 shortstops with Danny Dickinson and Steven Milam. And then obviously Michael Braswell at third base, where he was getting the criticisms for his bat, but he came up with a bunch of good defensive plays in the postseason as well. Not to mention Jared Jones was a good defensive first baseman too. So it just all kind of came together. This LSU team built on pitching and defense, and they rose up to the occasion.
Yeah, it's funny. Before the championship series, I believe I looked it up, and it was like since the beginning of May, Michael Braswell had like 5 hits. You know what I mean? And 4 RBIs. And, like, that's a long time to only have 5 hits, right? But I say that not as a criticism. I say that to say that's how good his glove was, that it didn't even matter necessarily how much he was struggling at the plate, that he made himself that necessary on defense. That says a lot about how good of a defender he is versus maybe the struggles that that were happening at the plate. You have to be an extremely good defender last year as a shortstop, this year as a third baseman, in order to stay in a lineup for a team that is chasing a championship. Daniel Dickinson was maybe playing better than that at the plate, but his numbers weren't necessarily the greatest in the postseason. He had one game, I believe maybe it was against Little Rock, the first time they played Little Rock, where he had 2 home runs. But outside of that game, he didn't have a lot of great games at the plate. But again, he was so good defensively that didn't really matter. And some of the numbers, too, can also be skewed by maybe Dickinson or Braswell, like, having sacrificed bunts or things of that nature in order to, like, move runners over. But, like, still, like, that's just how good their second baseman and third baseman was on defense, that it didn't even matter that they weren't necessarily bringing their best at the plate. And that is they played such huge roles in the reason why LSU are national champions. And I was glad that Braswell, I thought that was a really nice gesture by LSU fans to give him the standing ovations in Omaha. And they don't win that 1-0 game on Saturday against Coastal if it's not for several plays that Michael Braswell made in the field. Now, I'm glad that people got to see that and he got to get the love for that.
Seth, that was a great point about Braswell. He made a couple plays that really were difficult throws. I'm going to throw it to you basketball-wise. How ironic is this? In April's NFL draft, the Saints pick Kelvin Banks Jr., and because of the position, offensive tackle, okay, that's not going to be getting a lot of write-up. Who gets all the write-up? The second pick, Tyler Shuck, because of the position, quarterback, okay? I look at last night's draft for the Pelicans. Jeremiah Fears, really good young prospect, 18 years old, got a chance to be a pretty good player in the NBA. Who's everybody talking about today? The trade for Derek Queen and what they had to give up to get Queen in moving up 10 spots to the 13th spot. I think partially this is that gentleman who left the Pelicans to go to Atlanta. He knew exactly how bad Joe Dumars wanted Queen. And so he asked for the unprotected pick. Listen, if it's like if you have a home that's worth $500,000 and you ask for $600,000 and somebody says, I'll buy it for $600,000. Okay, that's not the homeowner's fault. That's your fault for buying it. My thing is, how do you look at this trade? Because it is really a roll of the dice here, big time. When you give up an unprotected first-round pick like what the Pels did to move up to get Queen.
Yeah, look, I want to start with the picks. I like both players, right? Like, I like Jeremiah Fears and I like Derek Queen. I mean, like, obviously Derek Queen had that big moment in the tournament as far as, like, hitting the game winner. But, man, you watch him play, you watch his tape, he's smooth, right? And then Jeremiah Fears – he really should be going into his freshman year of college this year, but he reclassified, right? And he has so much potential, and he's quick, and he's also somebody that had a really good showing in the tournament, even though it was one game against UConn. But because that was the two-time defending champs, definitely had a lot of eyes on it, right? But I think it's one of those deals where I'd use this analogy with a friend, is like, okay, if you get a box combo at Cane's, right, and you pay $10 for that box combo at Cane's, like, well, that's what you expect to pay. Like, you really enjoy that box combo. But if you go to Cane's the next time and you got to pay $20 for that box combo, you might feel different about it. You know what I mean? That's kind of how it goes when it comes to meals, I guess, in my analogy, but also when it comes to, like, draft picks. Like, what was the value of it? If you drafted Derek Queen with the first overall pick, he wouldn't be viewed the same as if you just drafted him normally with the 13th pick, right? It just all comes down to value. So it's going to be interesting. All that to say, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that pick, them rolling the dice, that does seem like a risky play, that does seem like you gave up a little bit too much value to move up 10 spots. But I don't know. I'm also not – the question, which has been the question for the last 7 years, and I can understand why fans may be frustrated with it, is Zion healthy or not? If Zion is healthy – then I believe that the team is going to win. And if he's not healthy, then I believe the team is going to lose. You know, and I think that what they're betting on, no matter if you find that bet to be smart or not, I think they're betting on that with Dumars now in the fold, he's going to take his responsibilities a little bit more seriously. and that he is going to become more of a grown man in this approach of being the face of the franchise. Because one thing, Mike, I always say about Zion, and I like I said, you would like for him to be healthy. You would like for him maybe to grow up in some regards. But when you're talking about a star, you have these guys that like have like your empty calories across the league. They put up numbers, but it doesn't really result in anything. The two times we've seen Zion healthy, last year obviously he wasn't healthy. The year before, the team won 49 games. That's the second most in franchise history. Well, he played his most games of his career in 70. He played 73 games. That's not a coincidence, right? Like he played a big role in that. The year before, when I believe he was an All-Star, they went into January 1st as the number one team in the Western Conference. I mean, in the West has never not been tough for a long time now. And they were the number one team in the Western Conference. He hurts his hamstring at Philadelphia, never comes back in that season, and they end up getting eliminated in the play-in because they fell that far down the standings. But that's two different samples of where Zion was healthy for a stretch, and he was able to make a tremendous impact. And so if he's healthy, I believe that this team can win and can be a playoff team. But if he's not, then we're going to be viewing that trade very negatively.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Seth, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always appreciate it. And, I think it's your first time, but it won't be the last time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it. Seth Lewis does a great job for Channel 4 television here in New Orleans. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you go first.
Ooh-wee, guys. That trade last night with the Pelicans has definitely made its way around Sports Talk all around the nation right now. Matter of fact, the Ringers, Bill Simmons, called it one of the five dumbest trades of the decade. The Pelicans moving up 10 spots in the draft, giving away an unprotected pick, first-round pick in next year's draft. To the Atlanta Hawks in order to get Derek Queen. But there is one, at least, main analyst out there that isn't taking too much of a heated stance with this and isn't throwing these flames and anger towards the Pelicans. Sham Sharnia joined the show on ESPN with
Pat McAfee,
right?
Yeah.
And he kind of stood up for the Pels right now and doesn't think it's a complete disaster.
How can you judge that? What if he ends up being a Hall of Famer? What if he ends up being a perennial All-Star? Then no one is going to be talking about this in 3 years. So clearly, Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver, that organization, they felt very confident in the player that Derek Queen is. Only time will tell exactly how that is. Now, from the Atlanta perspective, they clearly were fine moving back 10 slots. And then they get an extra asset. So for them, that is looked at as a net positive. For the Pelicans, it's all about how Derek Queen ends up, how he develops, what is he like in his NBA career. And to me, it's too early to judge whether they won or lost. If next year's pick ends up being a lottery pick, but Derek Queen ends up being a perennial all-star caliber player, like, are we really having a conversation?
Well, the Pelicans even responded back to that, saying that rational take won't get you a ringer, Potsham. So, I got to admit, Mike, when this went down, I kind of looked like Charlie, and my mouth was definitely wide open going, wait a minute, it's an unprotected first for next year. Obviously, though, Joe Dumars and co. think very highly of Derek Queen. We're going to have to do the old wait and see how it shakes out. But, man, oh, man, this is definitely a risky gamble by the Pels here.
No question about it. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with the news. We talked with Jay Johnson in the first hour of the show, and he said that he was already sitting with a recruit or someone that he was trying to bring into the LSU program. So just a tireless worker. And we couldn't really ask him about the guy that he had reportedly brought in today. But North Dakota State transfer left-handed pitcher Danny Lockenmeyer has committed to LSU over Arkansas, guys, beating out the Hogs once again for this Tiger team. Lockenmeyer last season a 2.37 ERA as a freshman, 56 strikeouts to only 18 walks in 38 innings pitched. Good strikeout numbers, not bad walk numbers, a very good ERA. 9 saves this season as well, guys. So he was used as a bullpen piece for North Dakota State this past season. It just feels like what Jay Johnson had said after they went on that run in Omaha, that if you're a pitcher and you're looking to go to the best place for your development, come see Nate Yeske. Come to the LSU program, come to Baton Rouge, and go in a deep postseason run with the Bayou Bengals.
Charlie, I've talked to a couple of people that cover the Razorbacks on a daily basis. They were shocked at this. They really thought he would sign or commit to University of Arkansas. They were convinced of that. And, man, so I don't know what kind of recruiting tool that Jay Johnson used along with Nate Yeske. But
that,
man,
nice trophy, Mike.
Man, that is nice. That is nice. But, hey, in today's world, sometimes how do you say that? Dead presidents printed on paper.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sort of get your attention a little bit. I want to tell everybody that tomorrow, Steve Geller and I, from 4 to 8, we will be in Thibodaux at Nicholls State University, Manning Passing Academy. Man, they got a big row of cars that have passed in front of my home to get to Thibodaux as the Manning Passing Academy opened up today. And all the young men, the counselors also showed up. I think there's 44, if the number's right, that Archie sent me the list of college starting quarterbacks that are there. Over 1,300 young men look as though they're going to be there, and it has grown into the biggest quarterback camp in the country. And so Steve and I will be there from 4 to 8 tomorrow, giving you all that stuff that's happening out in Nicholls and Thibodaux. Just hope that it don't rain. We know it's going to be hot. That's a given, but just keep that rain away for a while.
Yeah, Mike, I'm looking forward to it. And bringing my little guy this year, been at the line camp, so is quite familiar with the Nicholls campus and going to stick around for after, you know, when we get off the air at 8, the competition that's going to be happening in the stadium.
Man, this or do some recruiting on your son already, man, over there at Nicholls.
He's bought in already, that's for sure.
Now, has mom and dad bought in that, you know, y'all might have to make that trip to Thibodaux.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Mom loves it, actually. She wants him to stay in state for sure.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. That's it for our number two here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. More Sports Talk coming your way right after this news wake on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.